Donald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening and welcome to Cricket Country, where you're always welcome. Fall Creek High School, the site of this Western Cloverbelt Conference girls basketball game between your McDonald Central Lady Max and the Fall Creek Crickets. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Mark Maloney. Our camera operator, video producer on site is Sam Aberley. Tony Stevenson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. It's your McDonald Max at 11-2 on the season against the 6-5 Fall Creek Crickets. Second meeting here this year between these two teams, and McDonald trying to remain unbeaten in conference play. Again, they're 11-2. They've won 11 straight. They are 7-0 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference, trying to fend off everyone else. Regis close behind at 6-1. This Fall Creek team 6-5 on the season, but they are 4-3 in conference play, so they're bunched up with Bloomer and Elk Mound in third place. Huge win for the Fall Creek Crickets earlier this week by a point on the road at Elk Mound. McDonald got a win earlier this week over Stanley Boyd 56-48 on Tuesday night. So both teams trying to remain in the Western Cloverbelt Conference race, and it should be a fun one here tonight. We're looking forward to it very much. Again, McDonald and Fall Creek, Coach Sally Williams, Coach Jason Martsky, will hear from both of them coming up here on WOGO Sports briefly as we get toward the end of this Western Cloverbelt Conference JV game. McDonald winning 54-45 with 34.4 seconds left and at the free throw line shooting at the moment. This has been a pretty competitive JV game, but McDonald's pressure toward the end really pulled things out for them as they're ahead again by 9 points with half a minute to play. Fall Creek, a drive down low, shot missed, but a whistle and a foul on the offensive rebound, and we'll have JV action for about 26.9 seconds left. But again, going back to the last games for both of these two teams, McDonald defeating Stanley Boyd 56-48, and that huge win for Fall Creek on the road at Elk Mound 58-57. That snapped a small losing streak for Fall Creek. They've lost three of their last four, but again, a really important victory to knock off a very good Elk Mound team. We saw them take McDonald down to the wire just last week, so a huge road win for Fall Creek. And now back here on their home floor, they're trying to right the ship in the conference and get back again into contention. They've been without their star senior forward, Jasmine Hoyer, for most of the season. She was able to play some limited minutes against Elk Mound, and according to Coach Jason Martsky, she'll play some minutes again here tonight, and she brings just so much stability to this team. First-team all-conference player last year. Honestly, if not for LMA Cooper, probably would have had the vote of a lot of coaches to be the conference player of the year. It's just when you have a sensational talent like LMA, everybody else just by definition is probably going to fall a little bit below that shooting star. But a very, very talented player for Jasmine Hoyer that brings a lot of leadership, a lot of stability for this Fall Creek team. McDonald and their 56-48 win on the road at Stanley Boyd. It was a little bit tighter than the first time they beat Stanley Boyd, and that was earlier, of course, in Chippewa Falls this season, fairly early on in the season, and McDonald getting that win over Stanley Boyd. We'll check the date on that for you. That was... Honestly, I'll excuse myself here. That was actually the first matchup against Stanley Boyd, so I can see now why Coach Williams looked at me a little funny when I brought it up in the pregame that they'd already beaten Stanley Boyd earlier. So that is my error. But McDonald, first time playing Stanley Boyd, winning by 8. Claire Ruff had 20 points and 5 rebounds in that matchup. And Siegenthaler had 16 points and 4 rebounds. Emily Hartman, a nice game with nine points. 19 assists for McDonald in that game. They did have 21 turnovers. And that's kind of a story here for the season for McDonald, how they have really cut their turnovers down this year, averaging over 20 turnovers per game. game last year, now just over 16 per game. In that first matchup against Stanley Boyd on Tuesday night, had 8 steals, shot 42% from the field, a little lower than their average, than typical downtown shooting from three-point range, 4 of 15. They were 8 of 12, 67% from the foul line, which is kind of right around where they normally are throughout the season. As we welcome in Coach Mark Maloney here to our broadcast, and JV has 17 and a half seconds left, 8-point lead for the Lady Max Fall Creek with the basketball. And Mark, McDonald again, second time you see everybody in this conference, Fall Creek especially too, with the return of Jasmine Hoyer to play at least some minutes tonight. It's going to be a lot tougher test here on the road than it was early on in the season, their fourth game for McDonald and third game for Fall Creek.
Yeah, and again, it's second half of the season starting up, and you get to see everybody twice. So and the girls have been playing really, really well, but they got to play up to their potential and have another great game tonight. So yeah, and having another good player on the Fall Creek will gives them a little bit of a test too.
And again, Fall Creek still starting three sophomores like they did earlier on in the season, but by this point in the season, those sophomores, it's not really youngsters anymore. They've gotten half a season or more of varsity experience, and so again, you expect a lot more poise from them. They turn the ball over a lot the first time facing McDonald's pressure, 19 steals for the Lady Max in that game. And again, I think on the other side you can say, hey, McDonald's pressure has probably gotten better and better throughout the season as their defense has become more cohesive and more of a unit. So should be a great matchup here tonight.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And again, you're playing at Fall Creek here, so it's always tougher to play at the opponent's home.
We are looking forward to this game. We'll take a 2.5-minute break. Be back with the interviews with both head coaches, starting with Jason Martsky of Fall Creek, and then our own head coach, Sally Williams of the Lady Max. Officials being recognized here at midcourt with some captains from both teams, that it is Officials Appreciation Week, and always great to see, again, the men and women who make these games possible. Can't play games without officials, and great to see them appreciated and recognized here in cricket country tonight and all throughout the nation and the state of Wisconsin. We'll take a break again, 2.5 minutes. We're back with Coach Jason Martsky of Fall Creek as we continue to break it down, the Lady Max and the Crickets on WOGO Sports.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wirzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wirzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket, off the back iron. Two more for Bob Hayden, and the Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness.
She got it!
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Lady Macs pregame here on WOGO Sports. Western Cloverbelt Conference basketball. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs on the road against the Fall Creek Crickets here with head coach Jason Marski of Fall Creek. And coach, big road win that you guys got on Tuesday on the road at Fall Creek. A really tough, really talented team, and you guys pulled it out. What's been kind of instrumental in this team playing without your senior leader in Jasmine Hoyer and getting better and better?
Well, just, you know, coming every night and just doing what they can to improve, you know, just fundamentally, just every night do the same thing, improve. You know, experience is helping out, you know, as we go through these games, just get a little bit better. That you know, that helps. You know, we still had some moments in the second half there where, you know, we had a nice lead and we just kind of let it go away because we didn't stay aggressive and you know, let it slip away. So I mean, it's every night a process of just trying to get better.
Coach, when you look at what McDonald tries to do in speeding teams up and playing full court pressure, I believe they had 19 steals the first time they played you guys, and the game got away from you a little bit. But how has your team matured where you say, hey, we can handle the ball better this time?
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's one of the keys of the game for us is just we're going to be able to grow up a little bit and handle it. You know, it's like, what, third game of the year, I think? You know, a lot of these young kids, just first time they're seeing that type of the pressure and you know, hopefully we've had a little bit more experience that we can handle it, take care of it, and, you know, get some finishes out of it instead of turnovers.
And what's the message to the team now, too? I mean, within striking distance still in terms of conference play as well, too, kind of bunched up third there in the conference with Regis and McDonald out in front, but not insurmountably out in front. So everything you want to accomplish still out in front of you.
You know, honestly, we haven't looked at that, even talked about it. You know, our thing is from day one is just what we have here is to get better every day. And what happens, happens at the end of the year.
Coach, should be a really competitive one tonight. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
I'm sure hoping so. Thank you.
Head coach Jason Marski here, McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Girls Basketball on WOGO Sports, live from Fall Creek High School. Western Cloverbelt Conference Girls action as the Crickets take on your McDonald Central Lady Macs here with head coach Sally Williams of McDonald. And coach, obviously continuing to stay unbeaten in conference, but it gets a lot harder the second time around. I think you guys saw that against Stanley Boyd, a team you beat by, I believe, 20-plus. Then you play at their place. It's a little bit tighter of a game. Everybody, again, the level of competition raises up as you see folks the second time.
Yeah, absolutely. And Fall Creek's coming off a huge win on Elk Mound, and so they're going to stay hungry and looking to, everyone's looking to take that first, give us our first loss. So we got to come ready each and every night.
What do you see in them, assuming that Jasmine Hoyer is able to play at least a limited fashion? She brings so much stability to this team. I believe they started three sophomores last time you guys played. You had 19 steals, but she does so much for them, especially handling the ball.
Oh, absolutely, and it's just her presence. I mean, hopefully everything's been great for her recovery. I mean, that's not an easy recovery back, and I wish her the best. And just her confidence coming back and just leadership for that team's going to bring a lot to her. Just having her on the floor gives them that confidence, like you said, stability, especially to a young team. They look to her senior leadership, and she's going to be a presence right from the beginning, so we got to be ready.
On the other side, Coach, you guys, again, have been playing very well. Looking even statistically, four turnovers less per game this year than last year, and it really seems like, hey, when you take care of the ball, when you play well on defense, that spells a lot of good things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's been a huge stat for us that has decreased, which we were obviously last year trying to get down. And so being able to take care of the ball just gives you more opportunities to score, whether you're on or off, and just hoping to give those second chances with some offensive rebounds as well. And so hopefully we continue to take care of the ball tonight.
And finally, Coach, what would you say is probably the most important thing for your team, the biggest thing in trying to get a road win here against a very tough Fall Creek team?
Just staying gritty and staying after it, bringing the energy right from the beginning. I mean, they're on their home court. They're going to challenge us right from the beginning to start. And like I said, they're looking to give us our first loss. And so we got to stay focused and do the things that we do well and not let them take us out of our game.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk with you and Lucas afterward.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Sally Williams McDonald, Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part? These savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom visit your home for a free security system consultation. Do you have a faucet that freezes every winter or flooding in your basement? Throw down a floor monitor or install a glass break sensor by your back door, which is the most common entry point for vandals. WWIB listeners get a free pan, tilt, and zoom camera valued at $100 with every security system. Everyone wants an affordable security system after a bad experience. Why not call before? Call a 24/7 Telecom professional today at 231-2000.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, Sam Aberle to my left, our video producer Tony Stevenson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Second meeting between these two teams, and McDonald winning at 58-33. They were ahead 31-23 at the half on that game December 2nd, but that's kind of an eternity ago, too. McDonald, again, has played almost double-digit games since then. And so is Fall Creek. And so, again, these aren't completely different teams, but just much more experienced and starting to, again, get closer and closer to February basketball when teams are usually playing their best.
Yeah, and again, that's, you know, that second time around. And, you know, Fall Creek, the coach Marski alluded to, you know, being the first couple of games there and some young kids out there, but he even noticed that they've improved, you know, and that's what you would expect. So, you know, and we know our girls have improved. So, you know, it's always that tough battle, that second time around, you know, to try to beat a team twice. And we'll see how they do tonight. But I'm hoping that they'll do okay.
In that first game between these two teams that McDonald won by 25, 10 different Lady Max players scored, and Siegenthaler led the way with 13 points. Claire Ruff at 12, 8 apiece for Chloe Flanagan and Aaron Siegenthaler. Chloe was 2 of 4 from 3. And again, Chloe, as one of your two seniors, does a lot of nice things for this team. Usually it's assists, it steals, it's defense. But when her shooting stroke is falling as well, too, when she's shooting confidently, that adds another dimension to this team, and it's really nice to have.
Yeah, she has a really good shot. You know, she's a little lefty there, and you know, she's uncontested. She can make a lot of baskets from outside the arc.
Lady Max shot 37% from the field in that game. On the season, they're shooting 38%, so pretty similar. They shot 67% from the foul line, 12 of 18 from the free throw line, shooting 67% during the season. Almost 13 attempts per game, so that was something where they got to the line a little more than average the first time against Fall Creek. But three-point shooting, despite Chloe's 2-of-4 performance, they were 4 of 19 from downtown on their home floor, 21%. They're actually shooting about 27%, making almost 5 threes per game right now. So you hope even on the road, maybe you can pick that up a little bit, get a little bit more. But this McDonald team, we've said it a lot of times, Mark, they're not really a team that depends on or necessarily even needs the three. It certainly can be timely offensively, but they really, again, it's defense, it's transition layups.
Yeah, so, you know, these girls have scored so many points on that transition. Ann Siegenthaler's just done a fantastic job getting down the floor, and people do a great job finding her. She scores a lot of two-point baskets with just layups, just by getting down the floor on a good transition move.
Also, McDonald on the season, they had 16 turnovers against Fall Creek. That's what they're averaging, is 16.3 turnovers per game, and that's a huge upgrade last year, over 20 turnovers per game. And so to cut that by 4 per game, and again, a little past the midway point of the season too, but hoping to continue to bring that number down, and I think that's just more comfort playing with each other, comfort playing in Coach Williams' system.
Yes, I agree. You know, and again, she doesn't lose a whole lot off her bench. These girls have all been playing together for a long time. And, you know, so the girls coming in, you know, number 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
yeah,
are all good basketball players, so she really doesn't lose a lot.
Very deep team. We are back in 60 seconds with the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. That's ahead in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none, with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Second meeting of the season between McDonald and Fall Creek here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Don't forget to hit subscribe there. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, what's McDonald need to do to sweep the season set against Fall Creek?
I think they need to just start out really, really quick. I've mentioned this quite a few times, but these girls are just so fast that they got to just push the ball down the floor, get those transition baskets. Let Annie and Siegenthaler shoot some nice little layups there. Aaron can get down the floor. I mean, they're just loaded up, and I think they just got to come out and just be very, very aggressive right away.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's McDonald 11-2, unbeaten 7-0 in the Western Clover Belt Conference against the Fall Creek Crickets, 6-5 on the season, but 4-3 bunched up in third in the Western Clover Belt with Bloomer and Elk Mound, who they just beat on Tuesday night. So, again, a very important matchup in the conference standings for tonight. We'll step out and be back right after this on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. 2.5 minutes, and we're back with starting lineups on WOGO Sports.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket, off the
another
back.
Guy.
Two more for Bob Hayden, and the Cars go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness, she got it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Starting lineups being introduced. Fall Creek being introduced second here, but we'll get them for you. Cameron Dahlberg, the junior number 2. Becca Sturz, the senior number 10. Lauren Kurtz, the sophomore number 14. Jalen Marcy, the sophomore number 20. And Joanna Grossinger, the 5'10" forward sophomore number 34. Coached by Jason Marcy. On the other side for your McDonald Central Lady Max, Aaron Sigenthaler, 5'7" junior point guard number 1, averaging 5.6 points per game, leads the team in assists. Have 4 assists per game. Chloe Flanagan, the 5'4" senior guard number 4, averaging 2 points per game. And Sigenthaler, 5'8", junior, forward number 5, 11.4 points per game, leading the team in rebounds. Claire Ruff, their leading scorer at 15.8 per game. The junior, number 12, 5'7", shooting 40% from 3. And Emily Hartman, the 5'7", junior, forward number 31, 5.8 points per game. For Coach Sally Williams and the Lady Macs, Fall Creek, in their home white uniforms with the forest green numerals and lettering and black piping. McDonald resplendent in their new traveling uniform, black tops and bottoms. Blue numerals and lettering, royal blue on the sides of the tanks and shorts with some white specks and accents there as well. We are set and ready to begin. We had our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We appreciate all the great sponsors making these broadcasts possible, including Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. And Sigenthaler will jump it up at midcourt. Against Joanna Grossinger. Grossinger wins the tap, but it's knocked out of bounds, and we'll wait for the indication on Officials Appreciation Week, and it is McDonald basketball. Again, expecting to see Jasmine Hoyer, first-team All-Conference player, the senior 5'11", but not in the starting lineup tonight, again, as she recovers from that knee injury she suffered back in May, but it'll be good to see her back out there. Just a very, very talented player here in the area, headed to Michigan Tech, if memory serves. Up top, Chloe Flanagan for McDonald. Works down low. High off the glass. A little bit too strong for Emily Hartman. Lost it out of bounds. It'll go back to the Crickets.
McDonald's applying the full court pressure.
And that pressure caused a lot of trouble early on for Fall Creek. We'll see how they've adapted. Push ahead to Grossinger. In the lane from 6 feet, too strong. Good box out on the rebound by Emily Hartman. Ware rough left side. They'll drop it down in the post. Kick out opposite wing. Chloe Flanagan outside the arc right wing. And Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff looking to the post. Nothing there right now. Chloe Flanagan up top between the wheels. Rotates to Hartman. Now they'll feed into the post. And Siegenthaler attacking to the basket. Up high with the left hand. No, shot won't go. Good look for McDonald, but wouldn't fall.
Good shot. It'll go.
Stirs up top. Quick trigger on a three. Back rim, no, for Cameron Dahlberg, the junior. Siegenthaler pushes it across the timeline. Siegenthaler down the lane, runs one hard up to the rim and scores. And Siegenthaler makes it 2-0 McDonald. Quick whistle down low, and Siegenthaler is going to be called for a foul.
Nope, she had the steal. She's got the two-shot foul here.
16:39 left to play here in the first half, and Siegenthaler will go to the line shooting a pair. First free throw rims out, so it remains 2-0 McDonald pending the second free throw. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, and installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. 3-0, another steal by Claire Ruff. She'll pull up from 10 feet. It's sweet. 5-0 McDonald. And another quick whistle.
That was the foul on Chloe.
Flanagan picks up her first. Team fouls now even at one apiece. But McDonald off to a good start early on here with a two-possession lead. Becca stirs in the backcourt. Floats it across midcourt. Dangerous pass. Got away from Fall Creek for a moment, but Grossinger retrieves, and she'll lay one in with the left hand. Joanna Grossinger gets Fall Creek on the board. Driving in hard. Counted and a foul. Siegenthaler.
Man, I can't hardly look down at my papers.
Yeah,
and it's gone.
McDonald pushing the pace earlier. So Ann Siegenthaler back at the line.
Lauren Kurtz picked up her second.
The end one free throw. Rims out. Almost an offensive rebound, though, for Hartman. Coming the other way with Fall Creek. Still 7-2 McDonald. Grossinger drives in hard with the left hand and finishes again. Grossinger has 4 points. Chloe Flanagan works to the right side. Claire Ruff. Emily Hartman straight on for a deep two. Shot off the mark. Rebound to Martsky. Jalen Martsky, talented young player, sophomore. Future very bright for this Fall Creek team. Air ball on a three from the far side. Emily Hartman gets tied up. Possession should stay here with the Cricket. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com as we'll see Jasmine Hoyer, the 5'11" senior, for the first time. She'll immediately take the inbounds with an over-the-shoulder catch. Rotate left side to Grossinger. So some height on the floor now for Fall Creek. Hoyer driving right baseline. Comes to a jump stop. Finds Grossinger cutting across the lane, up and in for two. And just like that, it's a one-point game. Assist for Hoyer. Left side, Claire Ruff. Jabbing in the left corner. Kelsey Bremnes has come in for McDonald, number three. She shoots 36% from long range. Siegenthaler goes down hard in the lane. Kurtz coming the other way. Stirs count the basket on the foul as Fall Creek takes the lead. Becca Stirs, her first points.
Ball and Riley Christensen.
Riley Christensen, who also came to the game, picks up the foul. 8-7 Fall Creek. Exactly 3 minutes gone by at a very fast-paced.
Very.
First few minutes of this game. Stirs, the free throw is good. Make it 9-7 the Crickets. And Siegenthaler will come off as Lauren Buescher into the game for the first time. Checking on Ann. Seems like she's all right.
Yeah. She took a really hard tumble there.
Very rough left wing. Outside the arc, crossing over. Flips it back out to Kelsey Bremenis on the left side. Kelsey loops it into Riley Christensen, lost it in the lane. Crickets coming the other way. Cameron Dahlberg up top for Grossinger. Leaves it for Sturz. Sturz up top between the wheels, finds Jasmine Hoyer. The senior still wearing that brace on the right knee. Pick out to Sturz. She's got a good look at a three. Bombs away. Back rim, no. Rebound going high for it. Riley Christensen. Chloe Flanagan. Left side feed to Claire Ruff. She hasn't launched yet. Claire, 40% three-point shooter. Feed into the post. Pick out Claire Ruff. Now Ruff for three.
Very good.
McDonald retakes the lead. 10-9.
Good inside-outside game there.
Just over 4 minutes gone by here in the first half. Good crowd on hand here at Fall Creek despite kind of snowy conditions outside. On the right wing, Dahlberg. Up top to Jasmine Hoyer. Hoyer calling for a screen. Gets it from Dahlberg. Attacking down the right side of the lane. Going right to left in the beautiful reverse. And Fall Creek retakes the lead. As Jasmine Hoyer, her first basket. 11-10 Fall Creek. Feed into the post. Off the glass and good. Using the bounce. Riley Christensen. 12-11 McDonald. Riley into the scoring column. Again, 10 players scored for McDonald in that first matchup with Fall Creek. Dangerous feed into the post. Saved by Riley Christensen. They say she stepped on the end line.
Good hustle there.
Emily Hartman, Aaron Siegenthaler come in. Chloe Flanagan and Claire Ruff will take their first breaks of the night. Fall Creek also subbing Kendall Haynes, the sophomore, into the action. Two at the blocks. Two in the corners for the inbound. A throw into Grossinger. He's had a nice start to the game. Grossinger right side. Gets it back outside the arc. Trying to look for Hoyer. Nice entry feed. Hoyer drop step in the lane. Good. 13-12 Fall Creek as they retake the lead.
She's a difference maker.
Aaron Siegenthaler, Emily Hartman. Riley Christensen calling for it in the paint. She's got a little bit of a size advantage on Dahlberg. Buescher trying to feed it in to Christensen, knocked away by Dahlberg. Aaron Siegenthaler in the right corner. Long cross-court feed. Kelsey Bremenis. Bremenis attacking just inside the foul line. Lost it. Grossinger comes away with it for Fall Creek. Grossinger leaves right side. Knocked away by Emily Hartman. On the floor. Throws it back. Inbounds to Riley Christensen.
Nice hustle there by Emily.
Emily Hartman. Now a good head fake. Pulls up from 10 feet. Back rim, no. Buescher fighting for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Fall Creek. And it will be McDonald basketball underneath the hoop.
Giving it to
Fall
Creek.
Giving it to Fall Creek. Excuse me.
I thought it was hit out of bounds, too, but maybe McDonald did hit it last.
Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Right side, Dahlberg. Open look at a three. That one rips in. All the iron, but it went down for Cameron Dahlberg. Largest lead of the night for Fall Creek. 16-12. Feed down low in the post. Bremnes misses one from low on the left. Riley Winsand out there, the junior for Fall Creek. Has control of the basketball. To Dahlberg on the right side. Looking for Winsand down low. Taken away by Ann Siegenthaler. Ann races down the right side, attacking into the paint. Kick out left side to Emily Hartman. Hartman into the paint in her own right. High arcing shot off the glass. 16-14. Good touch by Emily Hartman for her first basket. Four different Lady Macs have scored. They're within a bucket, 16-14. Had an early 5-0 lead. Fall Creek has battled back. Grossinger a big jab step. Dahlberg left wing. Dahlberg right side, Winsand for three. That one online and good.
She was wide open, had a good shot there.
19-14 Fall Creek. Siegenthaler drives down the left side of the lane, lost it on the way to the hoop, stripped and fouled with 10:50 to play. That foul will go on Kendall Haynes. her first, team's third. McDonald's committed two infractions. Lauren Buescher and Kelsey Bremnes take a seat for McDonald. Bo Siegenthaler, Claire Ruff, Jasmine Gerber now, number 43, the junior in the game. Three rims out for Claire Ruff. Also Emily Hartman completing the five on the floor. 5-point lead for Fall Creek. This is their largest of the night. Nice feed down low. A kick out to Dahlberg. Dahlberg for three in the right corner. And Fall Creek is hotter than hot right now. And McDonald going to need to take a timeout. We'll step out with them as well. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Some ground to make up for the McDonald Lady Mavs, down eight on the road here at Fall Creek. McDonald with the basketball coming out of the full timeout. Jasmine Gerber inbounds to Aaron Siegenthaler. 22-14, the home team. Siegenthaler right wing. Pick out, working on the left side. Aaron Siegenthaler from Claire Ruff. Down to Jasmine Gerber, left block extended. Finds a cutting in Siegenthaler. She's bumped up top, no foul. Lost it in the lane, scoops it out, whistle, and now we do have a foul. And that one is going to go against Kendall Haynes. I believe that's her second now, team's fourth. So McDonald will inbound underneath the hoop. Aaron Siegenthaler to trigger it in. Drops it into Ann Siegenthaler. Ann loses it on the way up, stripped to the ball. Fall Creek at midcourt, fouled, stopping the break.
Jasmine Gerber picked up that foul.
That's Gerber's first with 9:56 to play. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Martsky scoots it out to Dahlberg, looking for her third three. That one rims out mercifully for McDonald. This Fall Creek has been lights out from beyond the arc so far. Gerber, kick out to Siegenthaler, to Aaron Siegenthaler for three. That one off the back rim. Claire Ruff knocks the rebound back to Ann Siegenthaler. Off the glass, won't go down. Had a good look from just outside the lane.
Good shot, too.
It's tough shooting away from home. Fall Creek looking comfortable. McDonald still trying to find some rhythm here. Ball pressure far side knocked out of bounds away from Winsand. It'll stay with Fall Creek as Jasmine Hoyer will come back in. Again, she's not playing extensive minutes, but certainly makes a difference as Grossinger checks out.
Yeah. She's a good leader out there. Good senior leadership.
Inbounds up top. The work left side for Dahlberg. Long cross-court skip. Martsky has a wide-open three and another knockdown from downtown. 25-14, a double-digit lead in McDonald in one of their biggest holes of the season.
Fall Creek is shooting the lights out right now.
Becca Sturr is going for the steal. Aaron Siegenthaler gets by her. Tough shot. Won't go down for Emily Hartman just outside the paint, but she's fouled, and Emily Hartman will go to the line. Donald trailing 25-14. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Stopping the drought here, Emily Hartman with the free throw. 25-15 the score. It's been a minute since McDonald had changed that number on the scoreboard. Hartman calmly hits both to make it 25-16. Now, of course, some backcourt pressure for the Lady Macs. Sturz trying to avoid a trap at midcourt finds Hoyer. Hoyer bounce pass back to Sturz at midcourt. She splits the double team for a moment, but Siegenthaler got it. Pushes ahead to Riley Christensen. Hangs in the air off the glass. No offensive rebound for the Macs. Kick out Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan straight on to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler for three. That one wouldn't go down. Another offensive rebound, Riley Christensen, but she's stripped of the ball. It's loose. Knocked ahead to Fall Creek, and a blocking foul called on Siegenthaler near the scorer's table.
Ball on Ann Siegenthaler.
Becca Sturz goes down hard, but looks like she's all right. That foul on Ann, the team's fourth, her first. 8:21 to play in a 25-16 game. McDonald back to a single-digit deficit. It's hard to believe they scored the first 5 points of this game after the barrage from Fall Creek. Jasmine Hoyer, left side to Winsand. Becca Sturz up top, attacks down the lane. Her runner off the glass and in. 27-16. A steal by Fall Creek and Hoyer. Hoyer gets it back across the timeline, keeping the head up on the dribble. Leaves the left side for Winsand. Donald down 11, 27-16. Dahlberg driving baseline to Sturz. Sturz wide open for three. That one far from the rim. No. Rebound to McDonald. Chloe Flanagan gets the outlet pass. Push ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler off the glass and good. 27-18. 7.5 minutes left. 9-point game. Right side Martsky. Nice feed to Dahlberg down low. Miss one point blank. Chloe Flanagan with the rebound. Poked away for a moment. Claire Ruff takes it. Erin Siegenthaler across that FC logo at midcourt. Leaves it for Claire on the far side. Claire directing some traffic. Ruff drives into the paint. Pulls up. Pounded and a foul. Claire Ruff penetrates, hits, and McDonald back within seven.
Ball on Cameron Norton.
That's also the sixth foul on McDonald, so free throws the rest of the way for the Lady Macs.
Six on Fall Creek.
Claire Ruff has 7 points unofficially. She looks to complete the old-fashioned three-point play here. Clock stopped at 7:05. Free throw for Ruff is good. 27-21. It's a two-possession game. Becca Sturz across the timeline.
They've been down before, maybe not as bad, but they'll crawl right back out of it.
Martsky up top, the sophomore, leaves for Dahlberg on the left wing outside the arc. Dahlberg against Chloe Flanagan, moving the feet well. Kick out right side, Martsky driving baseline. Martsky runs into a crowd, ripped away and stolen. Chloe Flanagan to Claire Ruff. Ruff on the run. Claire down the middle of the lane, drops it away for Siegenthaler. Kick out up top to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan between the wheels, one bounce. Siegenthaler on the left wing. Aaron. Pulls up, nice feed in the paint.
Oh, nice.
What a beautiful, stupid shot after brilliant footwork. 27-23, timeout on the floor.
Seconds.
Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
The Lady Macs punching back here. 6:26 to play in the first half. It's 27-23. McDonald down four after trailing by as many as 11. They also are in the bonus. Fall Creek, though, with the basketball coming out of the timeout from Coach Jason Martsky.
McDonald's pulled off the full court pressure, just picking them up at half court, playing good defense.
Jason Martsky. He's had a good scheme so far. Works pretty well to work it down to Jasmine Hoyer. She turns and scores. Hoyer now with six. Chloe Flanagan between the wheels, right side for Claire Ruff. Ruff up top to Erin Siegenthaler. Erin outside the arc on the right wing. Claire Ruff takes it, leaves it for Riley Christensen. Riley, couple bounces with the right hand. Kelsey Bremnes in the right corner outside the arc. Chloe Flanagan. McDonald trailing by two full possessions. Feed down into the paint. Claire Ruff misses one from 6 feet. Jasmine Hoyer cleans up the rebound. Hoyer crosses over on Riley Christensen. Dahlberg, wide open three. That one rims in again. Every part of the rim, it goes down for Dahlberg. That's her third three. 32-23. Donald, just like that, down nine again. Riley Christensen. For Siegenthaler, high on the right. Chloe Flanagan. Back for Erin Siegenthaler. Riley Christensen. Feed down into the right corner. Claire Ruff against Dahlberg. Kelsey Bremnes on the right wing. 32-23 the score. Lady Max, the trail by as many as 11. Come back within four. Down by nine again. Riley Christensen for three, right side. That'll cut into it. 32-26. Erin Siegenthaler on the assist. 38th meeting between these two teams. Claire Ruff stepping in front of the pass, almost knocks it into her own arms as she tried to poke it away from Jalen Martsky. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Becca Sturz leaves from Martsky on the left wing. Martsky shoots it to Dahlberg. Dahlberg to Grossinger, just came back in the game. Back out to Dahlberg. Quick closeout on her. They'll find Grossinger on the right baseline. Grossinger backtracking, drops it down, foul coming from behind on Ann Siegenthaler. That's her second. It'll be the team's fifth. 4:16 to play. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum & Associates LLC Professional Land Survey and get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. Inbounds up top for Fall Creek. Leading by 6, 32-26. McDonald needing to stack some stops here. Lauren Kurtz back in the game, the sophomore. Schultze bombs away from three. That one rims out. Claire Ruff with the rebound. Ruff pushes it ahead to Riley Christensen, left wing. Loops it down in the paint. Got away from Siegenthaler. Oh, nice. Rebound cleaned up. Lucy.
Right spot at the right time, but she was in there.
32-28. 32-26, excuse me. 28, yes, I had it right. The scoreboard was just a little slower than I was. And a steal by McDonald. Push ahead to Claire Ruff. Riley Christensen attacking the lane. Pulls up from 10 feet, yes! 32-30, as close as McDonald's been in a while. Riley Christensen, another bucket. Two-point game under 3.5 to go. Stirs. Forcing the issue down low, attacking through three McDonald defenders.
Yep, that's her third.
And Ann Siegenthaler just picked up her third foul, and that is very significant for McDonald. Her second leading scorer will have to sit for the rest of the half, but the second half is the concern. Stirs' first free throw hits the back rim and out. Riley Christensen, Ann Siegenthaler out. Emily Hartman, Erin Siegenthaler back in for the Lady Max. 32-30. Stirs can make it a full one possession game again, and she will as she hits the free throw. 33-30. Across the timeline, Erin Siegenthaler, Emily Hartman rotates to Claire Ruff left wing. Up top, Chloe Flanagan, the lefty for three, straight on, rims out. Long rebound out to Fall Creek and Martsky. Martsky leaves it for Lauren Kurtz. Up top between the wheels, right side for Cameron Dahlberg. Dahlberg back to Becca Sturz. Martsky working off a screen from Sturz, driving in the lane to the foul line. Dahlberg left wing outside the arc. Tipped pass. Kurtz has it on the right side. Dahlberg up top. Ball fake. Flip into the right corner. They'll loop down to Grossinger. She's double-teamed. Gets one over the top of two defenders, but misses. Ends up on the ground. Claire Ruff comes out of there with the rebound. Chloe Flanagan finds a cutting Lucy Breeze. And
there
Breeze, another easy two and a beautiful dime drop by Chloe Flanagan. It's a one-point game. Running the floor well, Lucy Breeze.
Yeah.
Chloe Flanagan heads up.
I forgot all about her. She made a nice cut for an easy layup.
Jumper along the baseline. Air ball, but an offensive rebound for Kurtz. Becca Sturz right side. Kelsey Bremen is about to come back into the game as we hit the two-minute mark. Sturz along the baseline. Lost it. Lucy Preece with the steal. She just took it away as Sturz stumbled. Emily Hartman down the left side of the lane. Goes up hard. She's going to draw a foul from Kurtz. A block. And McDonald will go back to the line with a minute 52 to play. A chance to tie or take the lead.
Call on Lauren Kurtz.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. First free throw good with the new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Tied at 33 as Emily Hartman hits the free throw. She can give McDonald back the lead here. They've trailed by 11 in the first half. As you mentioned, that's the third foul on Lauren Kurtz. One of the sophomore starters goes Jalen Marski. Free throw is good, and McDonald has stormed back to take the lead. How about a 4-for-4 performance from the line so far tonight for Emily Hartman? 34-33. Stirs up top, hassled by Sigenthaler. Winsand on the far side. Trying to avoid the double, leaves it for Marski. Marski between the wheels. Left side, Becca Stirs. Stirs crosses over on Sigenthaler. Good screen from Grossinger. They were looking for the give and go. Grossinger stumbled a little bit on a hard screen. Marski up top. Under 90 seconds to play. Dahlberg, who's been magnificent in the first half. Winsand finds Grossinger. Show and go. Driving left side. Goes over the top of Preece. No long rebound out to Bremnes. She's fouled. And Kelsey Bremnes, a helping hand up from Winsand. But Bremnes will go to the other side and shoot a 1-1 with a minute 15 to play. A 34-33 game right now with McDonald back in the lead. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. This is a 1-1 for junior Kelsey Bremnes. Her team up by one. Free throw won't go down. Hits the back rim. Back to Fall Creek.
30-second timeout.
We'll take a break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Conference game that feels a little bit more like a postseason game here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Averly, our on-site camera operator and video producer. Tony Stevenson back at the WOGO studios in Halley. McDonald went up 5-0. Fall Creek stormed back, led by as many as 11. Now the Lady Macs up by a tenuous one-point advantage, 34-33 in Fall Creek, with the basketball coming out of the coach Jason Martsky timeout. Down to the final minute of action here in the first half. Grossinger, the sophomore, almost stripped of the ball, but getting the hand caught in the cookie jar. Riley Christensen, and that'll be the team's seventh foul. And so now Grossinger will go to the line, and she'll have a chance to bring her team back to a tie or take the advantage. Experience the power and passion of Les Miserables School Edition as McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School present the 40th anniversary production. Performances run January 29th, 30th, and 31st at 7 p.m. with a matinee February 1st at 2 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Secure yours today. Purchase tickets at McDonald High School or McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. This is a 1-1 for Grossinger, the sophomore. First free throw, back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Claire Ruff. She went up for that one. So McDonald keeps the advantage. Riley Christensen, high catch, down low, and goes over the top of Grossinger for two. Oh, she used the bounce to catch it, and then bounced right back up. Call her Tigger. Riley Christensen, 36-33, ball knocked out of bounds, far side of the floor. It'll stay with Fall Creek.
Lucy Priest is doing a really good defensive job against Johanna Grossinger.
Grossinger finds Martsky. Back up top, Becca Sturz. Just over half a minute to play. Full one possession lead for the Lady Macs, 36-33. Priest coming out on Sturz. And Ann Siegenthaler is on the bench with three fouls for McDonald. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way here the first half. 20 seconds remaining. Fall Creek seems to be playing for a final shot here. Sturz spins to the foul line. Flips to Jalen Martsky. Martsky just beyond the foul line herself. Back to Sturz, crossing over, working off a screen from Jasmine Hoyer. Sturz with 16 seconds. Back to Hoyer. A deep three. That one, an air ball out of bounds to McDonald. Clock will stop with 1.7 seconds remaining. McDonald will have time maybe for a heave here, but Sturz will try to pressure the inbound. Aaron Siegenthaler from 60 feet comes up short, but McDonald, a magnificent effort here to end the half after trailing by double digits by 11 points. They storm back to take a three-point halftime lead, 36-33. The 38th meeting, thanks to Dave Strasburg for that, 58th meeting, excuse me, between McDonald and Fall Creek, and we've got a good one brewing. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports and WOGO Radio. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball back in 3 minutes, a three-point game at the half here at Fall Creek.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Halftime here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Fall Creek Cricket Country. We're seeing a good one here tonight. McDonald leading at the break 36-33. Jumped out to that two-possession lead 5-0. Fall Creek roared back. They've been shooting brilliantly from downtown. It seems like they've hardly missed. Cameron Dahlberg has three triples in particular. They went ahead by as much as 11, but McDonald unrattled, unfazed, fought back. Now they lead by three, and it looks like we should have quite the finish.
Yeah, the girls just did a nice job. They always do. They stay composed. I think they've been down before. I think against Elk Mountain they were down.
Yeah.
And just, you know, stay steady and do a great job moving the ball, playing, doing a good job. You couldn't, you know, like you said, Fall Creek was shooting the lights out there for about an eight-minute period where they were just, everything was going down for them, hitting from the three-point land. But then it cooled off, and the McDonald girls did a nice job transitioning back, and then they got the ball to start falling on our side. So, again, just a great job. These girls, they know what's going on. They've been together for, you know, a couple of years now. They know that, you know, down by double digits, 10, 11, 12, not going to rattle them that much.
Again, I think a team really reflects the personality of their coach, and Sally Williams is unflappable. She's calm. She's
yes.
not someone that is going to get too high or too low with the team, and they respect that and reflect that here on the court. And I think one of the things that we're going to see going into the second half, and we'll see if the shooting, the heat picks up again, but very, very important to limit Fall Creek to one shot, especially given the number of three-point shooters we've seen that they have here tonight. You've got to limit them to one opportunity and make sure you secure that rebound.
Yeah, and again, Jasmine Hoyer coming in. She was a difference maker when she first got out there.
Yeah.
The girls were, you know, relying on her to make that difference. And then, you know, the McDonald girls kind of picked up on that, did a nice job defending her, and kind of settled in now. So I think, you know, the McDonald girls just got to come out and stay right where they were at. You know,
yeah.
Hopefully don't get back in a hole.
We'll take a listen to the first half highlights, but first, checking out your stats from the first half. A lot of players scoring on both sides. So far, six have scored for Fall Creek, and six have scored for McDonald. Fall Creek is led by Cameron Dahlberg. Again, she was just blazing hot from downtown, had 9 points all from beyond the arc, but then six apiece for Becca Sturz, Johanna Grossinger, and Jasmine Hoyer, three apiece for Jalen Martsky and Riley Winsand, who each hit a three, and I have Fall Creek down for five made threes in the first half. Felt like more than that, maybe because they just came in such a short time span.
They did.
McDonald's hit a couple threes in the first half. Again, six players scored. They're led by nine from Riley Christensen.
Yeah.
I thought that Ann Sigenthaler or Claire Ruff was leading the way, but Riley came on so strong at the end of that half. Had 9 points to lead the way for McDonald. Claire Ruff has 8 points. Ann Sigenthaler had seven despite having to sit with three fouls. Six for Emily Hartman, four for Lucy Pries, and two for Aaron Sigenthaler. So you're really, again, getting contributions from all across the board, and that's a really healthy thing for this team.
Yeah, and again, Riley just came on really strong there, and Lucy Pries,
yeah,
she's doing a great job cutting to the basket, and they're finding her for some good, easy layups.
Let's take a listen to how the first half sounded, your halftime highlights here on WOGO Sports. Then we'll get to Mark Maloney's military shout-outs here. That's how the first half sounded in a 36-33 game by Claire Ruff. She went up for that feed to Claire Ruff. She hasn't launched yet. Claire, 40% three-point shooter. Feed into the post. Pick out Claire Ruff. Now Ruff for three.
Very good.
McDonald retakes the lead. 10-9. Just over 4 minutes gone by here in the first half. Good crowd on hand here at Fall Creek despite kind of snowy conditions outside. On the right wing, Dahlberg. Up top to Jasmine Hoyer. Hoyer calling for a screen. Gets it from Dahlberg, attacking down the right side of the lane. Going right to left in a beautiful reverse, and Fall Creek retakes the lead. Gets it for Claire on the far side. Claire directing some traffic. Ruff drives into the paint. Pulls up. Pounded and a foul. Claire Ruff penetrates, hits, and McDonald. Back within seven. Pushed away for Siegenthaler. Kick out up top to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan between the wheels. One bounce. Siegenthaler on the left wing. Aaron pulls up. Nice feed in the paint. Oh, what a beautiful scooping shot after brilliant footwork. 27-23. Timeout on the floor. Seconds. Ruff with the rebound. Ruff pushes it ahead to Riley Christensen, left wing. Loops it down in the paint. Got away from Siegenthaler. Oh, nice. Rebound. Clean up. Lucy.
Right spot at the right.
Flip into the right corner. The loop down to Grossinger. She's double teamed. Gets one over the top of two defenders, but misses. Ends up on the ground. Claire Ruff comes out of there with the rebound. Chloe Flanagan finds a cutting Lucy Breeze. And
there we go.
Another easy two and a beautiful dime drop by Chloe Flanagan. It's a one-point game. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Claire Ruff. She went up for that one. So McDonald keeps the advantage. Riley Christensen, high catch. Got down it. Low and goes over the top of Grossinger for two. Your halftime highlights. I haven't left enough time for Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, but we'll do what we can here before the second half begins. A lot of highlights in that first half.
Yes, there was. But let's kind of get our new ones on our list here with Steve Petranovich, is a Marine Corps vet who's currently in the Coast Guard at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And Jonathan Larson is a 2020 McDonnell Grand in the Army down in Texas doing avionics repair on helicopters. My nephew, Stephen Maloney, overseas. As a Black Hawk pilot, is overseas for about a year. I'm going to hit these guys that are kind of deployed right now. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. He is also deployed overseas. So those are the kind of guys that we want to highlight here, at least with a short period of time. Those guys that are gone away from the families and stuff like that, that's what they sacrifice with our military. So again, a huge thank you for all that they do, and a huge thank you to all of our military.
And we continue to build the list, and we'd love to hear from you if you have a military member that we can honor. McDonald starting out in the second half with a bang from Claire Ruff, as she will hit the middie and make it 38-33, the Lady Max. A miss on the other side for Fall Creek. Ends up in the arms of Chloe Flanagan. Long lead feed ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up from the baseline, and she hits two in a row to start the second half. 40-33.
Started out quick.
12 points on the night now for Claire Ruff. McDonald leading by seven. Ooh. Jumper from the foul line is good for Grossinger. 40-35. Talented player, just a sophomore, and 5'10". Not even a minute here into the second half. 6 points scored already. Claire Ruff, a deep three from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now. Claire Ruff on
takes
fire.
A time off.
We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. 60-second break on WOGO. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max basketball. Full court pressure coming out of the timeout.
Oh.
And the Lady Max, do they force a turnover? We're going to have.
Annie just picked up her fourth.
Just picked up her fourth foul. Goodness. Had three and Came out to start the second half, and now Anna's going to have to sit for an extended period of time here with 16:57 remaining after McDonald jumped out, scoring 9 of the first 11 points here in the second half. And full court pressure. I should say 7 of the first 9. It's Johanna Grossinger pressing the issue on the left side, runs to the body of Emily Hartman and draws the foul. And Grossinger will go to the line, and she'll shoot 2. Emily Hartman picks up McDonald's second foul of the half.
Her first.
That's just the first on Emily. Grossinger doing a really nice job so far here in the second half. As she hits the first free throw, makes it 43-36. Grossinger now with 9 points. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, just a 6-point game now as Grossinger hits them both. Aaron Siegenthaler across the logo at midcourt finds Riley Christensen, who led the way for McDonald with 9 points in the first half. Riley loops it across to Claire Ruff. Scored 7 very quick points. Emily Hartman off the glass, too strong. Going up high for the rebound is Lauren Kurtz, who had some fouls from the first half. Stolen back by McDonald. Claire Ruff in the left corner off the steal from Hartman. Claire drives in hard. Oh, my goodness. She's keeping it going. 45-37. Claire Ruff.
They just kind of got out of her way.
9 points already in the second half. 8-point lead for the Lady Mavs. Chloe Flanagan up top. Stirs right wing. Becca Stirs outside the arc, now just inside. Flip up top, little spacing issue. Grossinger has it. She'll step into a 3 straight on. Back glass, no. Rebound to Hartman. Hartman finds Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron loops to Claire Ruff. Ruff, Emily Hartman. Hartman show and go. Flip back out to Claire. Jabs, probes, shot from 3. Front rim, no. A little bit of a heat check there, too, as Claire's been hitting everything. I think that's her first miss here in the second half.
That's a good look, too.
Bounce to Dahlberg. Dahlberg driving baseline. Too strong off the glass. Rebound, Emily Hartman. Hartman, a bounce pass to Chloe Flanagan. Marsky trying to come from behind and take it away. Aaron Siegenthaler, left wing. Chloe finds Claire Ruff on the right side. Claire outside the arc. Riley Christensen, good head fake. Riley pulls up from the right elbow. Oh. That one bounces off the backside of the iron.
Couple of really good looks.
Very makeable shots, and those will go down most of the time for McDonald. Becca Stirs, right side against Aaron Siegenthaler. Lauren Buch about
steal.
To step it in. Claire Ruff with a steal. Ruff has a one-on-one, hangs in the air, and hits! Went down hard. They don't give her the call. 47-37, a 10-point lead for the Lady Mavs.
Brothers.
Stealing a travel call on Aaron Siegenthaler after she took it away. Jasmine Hoyer is going to come in to try to calm things down for Coach Martsky's squad. Grossinger is going to take a well-deserved break with 14:45 left. 47-37 McDonald. So McDonald, man-to-man pressure. Inbounds to Jasmine Hoyer. Back to Stirs. Marsky in the corner, good look at a 3, rims out, offensive rebound. Dahlberg, her point blank shot won't go down, but another offensive rebound and a putback. That was Kendall Haynes, her first basket, the sophomore. Back to a single-digit deficit. McDonald up 8, 47-39. Claire Ruff jabbing against Sturz, finds Riley Christensen, gets by her defender, pulls up just outside the paint, shot won't fall. Rebound to Marsky. Marsky pushes ahead and right in the arms of Aaron Siegenthaler. She picks it off. Aaron to Riley Christensen. Riley bounces in the paint off the glass. No. Fight for the rebound. Lauren Pusher has it. Takes it back out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff. They left her open for 3 left. What a bad idea! Claire Ruff makes it a 50 spot for McDonald. 50-39. Another steal. Aaron Siegenthaler on the floor. Back out to Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes driving hard. Blocked by Hoyer. Out of bounds. Saved. Back to Hoyer. She'll save it back and bounce right to Claire Ruff. Ruff far side into the lane. Loops it down to Kelsey Bremnes. Fights it back out to Riley Christensen.
Yeah, let's calm down a little bit here. Just slow it down. Get a good look at the basket.
Aaron Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff right side. Finds Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes back here. Defender down. Stripped on the layup. Loose along the baseline. Sturz has it. Looked like she's got it out of bounds. And a flurry there as Riley Christensen and Aaron Singenthaler each breathing hard. We'll take a break here. Chloe Flanagan, Emily Hartman back in. 13-18 to play. 50-39, McDonald, they have the basketball. Inbounds to Claire Ruff. High on the left wing. Finds Chloe Flanagan looping off of Bremna's screen. Emily Hartman up top. Down trying to get their spacing here. Lauren Buescher right wing. Off the screen. Buescher finds Claire Ruff. Ruff has a screen if she wants it from Chloe Flanagan. Backtracking. 5 minutes gone by here. The first half. There to Lauren Buescher. High on the right wing. Tipped pass. Stolen away by Fall Creek. Across the timeline is Winsand. Winsand deciding what she wants to do with it. Goes right side. Becca Sturz. Deep three. They left her open for it. Bounces all around the rim and out through several pairs of hands and Chloe Flanagan. Outlet pass to Claire Ruff. Finds Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes on the run. Keeping the head up. Down the right side of the lane and an offensive foul. Sturz doing a good job.
Yeah.
Setting that one up. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum at 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000 for Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. McDonald backing up a little bit here on the pressure. Aaron Singenthaler waits at midcourt for Becca Sturz. Sturz across the logo. Right side, inside the arc, spinning into the lane. Stripped on the way to the hoop by Emily Hartman, but a foul.
Can't be shooting two, though.
So Hartman picks up the foul. And, foul disparity here in the second half. Four on McDonald, none so far in Fall Creek. And that's significant with Fall Creek trying to get back into this game as they trail by 11. That's the lead they had in the first half before McDonald clawed back. Sturz first free throw, rims out. Stays at 50-39. Mark your calendars. The 18th annual McDonald Eric Havoc School Spaghetti Spectacular is coming up soon, Sunday, January 25th from 11 to 4 at McDonald Central Catholic High School. Enjoy a delicious free will spaghetti meal and family fun for all ages. Both free throws missed. Jasmine Hoyer had it for a moment. And a held ball tie-up. Possession stays with Fall Creek. And don't miss the community tradition, the Spaghetti Spectacular and Kids Carnival, January 25th. Wristbands for the Kids Carnival, just $3 per child, $10 per family, parents free, bouncy houses, carnival games, snack stations, and more. It's all Sunday, January 25th. At McDonald High School in Chippewa Falls. Dahlberg to Jasmine Hoyer. Hoyer into the lane. Up with the left hand. 50-41. Hoyer with eight. Her team back down single digits. Knocked out of bounds on an entry pass to Lucy Pries. 12:05 to play. Lots of time left for Fall Creek to try to work a comeback of their own.
Yeah.
Fall Creek got hot in the first half. McDonald got hot to start the second half. Things kind of get back to even. We'll see how this all shakes out. Emily Hartman. Kelsey Bremnes just right of the wheel. Bremnes. Drives with the left hand, stripped. Dahlberg ends up with it. Dahlberg throws it away in the corner, looking for Jasmine Hoyer.
I think Aaron Singenthaler kind of got in the way of that.
Maybe made her double
clutch
just
a little bit. You bet.
Kelsey Bremnes. We'll take a breather. Claire Ruff, Aaron Singenthaler, Lucy Pries, Emily Hartman, Chloe Flanagan, the five on the floor for head coach Sally Williams. Her team up 50-41. With 11:47 to play, McDonald with the basketball. Inbounding here in front of their own bench and a throwaway, a steal. Layup rolls in. Kendall Haynes with the steal and the run out. 7-point game, 50-43. Kenny and Singenthaler for McDonald, second leading scorer on the bench with four fouls. Aaron Singenthaler, right wing. Aaron at the right block, loops back out to Chloe Flanagan, to Emily Hartman. Hartman driving baseline, doubled, goes up strong, but comes up short. Long lead feed ahead to Becca Sturz, being pursued by Aaron Singenthaler. Sturz, her layup no good. Battle for the rebound. Aaron Singenthaler wins it. Push ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff through a double team, goes behind her back in the left corner. Grossinger on her very tight. Claire Ruff loops it to Emily Hartman near midcourt. Hartman against Dahlberg, knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald with exactly 11 minutes to play. In a 7-point game that feels a lot closer even than that.
Intensity has picked up.
Aaron Siegenthaler to inbound in front of the Fall Creek fan section, far side. Aaron finds Chloe Flanagan near midcourt. Chloe will pause for a bit. Up top, Siegenthaler between the wheels, guarded by Sturz. Gives her a wide berth. Right side, back up to Flanagan. Chloe, the senior, leaves for Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron, tipped pass. Claire Ruff goes high for it. Leaves the bounce for Emily Hartman. Right block extended. Out to Chloe Flanagan. Emily Hartman, skip pass to Lucy Preece. She'll pull up, left elbow, front rim, no. Claire Ruff fighting for the rebound.
Tough ball.
And a held ball. Dangerously close to going over the back, but Claire Ruff forces the held ball, and possession will stay with McDonald with 10:29 to go.
Yeah. Well, it's not a... Again, there's a lot of people get that, you know, want that over the back call, but when they both have the ball and the one person brings the person over the back, you know, they've already had the ball before that happened.
Riley Christensen will come back in for Chloe Flanagan. Inbounds to Riley. Riley, kick out Emily Hartman. Hartman attacking down the middle of the lane. Her runner off the glass. No, fighting for her own rebound, out of bounds to Fall Creek. 50-43. Each possession starting to mean more and more as Jasmine Gerber will come back in for McDonald. Lucy Preece will get a high five. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dahlberg had 9 points, hit 3 threes in the first half. She'll pull up from mid-range, far side of the rim, no. Rebound to Aaron Siegenthaler. Finds Emily Hartman. Hartman in the left corner. Back out to Riley Christensen, who had 9 points of her own in the first half. Claire Ruff lost it in the corner, out of bounds. And they'll say last touch by Claire. I think Claire just kind of let that one go because
yeah.
She thought it was touched by Fall Creek. But the official's seeing it differently over there, and it's cricket basketball. And a 7-point game with under 10 to play. Second meeting between these two teams. McDonald won the first one by 25. This one much closer. Grossinger up top to Sturz. Excuse me, Kurtz. Kurtz almost has it knocked away from her by Claire Ruff. Dangerous pass up top. Grossinger takes it out of the scrum. Grossinger down the left side of the lane, off the glass, and good. A 5-point game for Anna Grossinger. A whistle.
A foul on
Haynes, I believe.
Yep.
That is just the first foul on Fall Creek here in the second half. 9:31 to go, inbounds to Aaron Siegenthaler. McDonald moving left to right here in the second half.
We're on a little bit of a drought here. We need to.
Jasmine Gerber trying to change that. She's blocked, but goes to the line as she draws the second foul of the half.
Johanna
Grossinger. Called for the infraction with 9:20 to play and shooting two, Jasmine Gerber, the junior. Five-point game. McDonald led by as many as 11. Now they're back up by six. Again, stop the drought any way you can. And Gerber, her first points. Jasmine Hoyer back in for Kurtz. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Gerber, the second attempt. Free throw is good. She hit a pair. 52-45. Lady Max back up three possessions. Grossinger right wing. Drive against Hartman. Stripped on the way up. Got it back. Grossinger repositions off the glass and good. She's going to be a force in this conference for years to come. Gerber back out to Riley Christensen. Christensen driving baseline. Double lost it. Called for a travel. 5-point game with 8:57 to play in Fall Creek. Back in possession. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance and Chippewa Falls. We're back in 1 minute.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself.
Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Back and forth contest here in Fall Creek. 5-point game with 8:57 to play. The Crickets trailing your McDonald Lady Macs, but Fall Creek with the basketball. Facing some at least three quarter court pressure. Jasmine Gerber looking to force a trap with that long wingspan. Joanna Grossinger. Tipped pass, retrieved by Hoyer along the baseline. Kick out to Sturr. She's got a wide open three. Ooh. 2-point game. Well executed again. The calm that Jasmine Hoyer brings as she blocks a shot on the baseline from Gerber. Chance to tie or take the lead for Fall Creek.
Away.
But an entry pass thrown away from Sturz. Into the fans on the far side. 8:27 left. Execution on each possession. Now even with almost half of the second half remaining. But it feels like every possession
at some point
really matters.
Put Ann back in the game.
And Ann Siegenthaler picked up her fourth foul very early here in the second half. Emily Hartman driving against Fall Creek along the baseline, threw it away, looking for Jasmine Gerber. Out of bounds to Fall Creek with 8:08 left. Gerber will inbound. And a thriller for Fall Creek, winning 58-57 on the road at Elk Mound. A huge conference win in another closely contested game. Had a lead, lost it somewhat in that game, got it back and won. Hoyer splits a couple defenders, lost on the baseline, got it back. Tipped pass stolen by Gerber. Gerber almost gives it right back. Aaron Siegenthaler leaves it ahead for Riley Christensen. Riley goes hard to the glass, misses offensive rebound, and a foul by Sturz as Emily Hartman goes up hard. Long push-ahead pass from Aaron Siegenthaler. Again, as hot as the Lady Macs started, things have cooled off quite a bit with some makeable shots that just haven't gone down. The pace of this game probably impacting the legs. The shooting is first free throw for Emily Hartman is good. 50-50. Back to a full one possession lead. Emily Hartman has clearly put in the work at the foul line. Aaron Siegenthaler and Claire Ruff taking a quick breather here. Chloe Flanagan back out there, along with Kelsey Brendis.
Good shot.
6-for-6 from the foul line as Emily Hartman has knocked down every attempt here tonight. Now she'll be subbed out, and Siegenthaler back out there again playing with four fouls. Two possession lead for the Lady Macs with 7:39 and counting. 54-50. Good backdoor look. Point blank miss by Fall Creek. Haynes frustrated with herself there. Working against Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan to Riley Christensen against Jasmine Hoyer. Riley up top to Chloe. McDonald taking their time here in this possession. Tipped pass. Back to the arms of Sturz. Sturz down the lane. Runs one up with the left hand. Wild shot. And Siegenthaler with the rebound. And on the break. Pulls it back out of the corner. Lost track of it. Out of bounds. Staying with McDonald. With 7:04 to play.
He's got to slow her down a little bit. Take care of the basketball here on our offensive possession.
Chloe Flanagan will inbound. Two of the blocks, two of the corners for McDonald. Chloe still waiting, still looking. Loops it up top for Riley Christensen near midcourt. Riley hands off to Chloe Flanagan, the senior, against Becca Sturz, fellow senior. Shoots the left side for Siegenthaler. And playing with those four fouls, crosses over on Haynes. Back out to Kelsey Brennis, toe on the line, a deep two, back rim, no. Rebound to Hoyer. Hoyer pushes it ahead and over-the-shoulder interception and fouled from behind Kelsey Brandis by Grossinger as Kelsey reached out the long arm of the law to snag that one. And Grossinger with a foul. Fouls evening up now. Three on Grossinger and now four apiece. As far as team fouls are concerned, with 6:40 to play, McDonald will inbound just to the left of the scorer's table right by the Fall Creek bench. Claire Ruff is going to check back into this contest for Jasmine Gerber. Aaron Siegenthaler also checking in for Riley Christensen. Now Kelsey Bremnes will inbound. Chloe Flanagan in the backcourt. Pauses, takes the cross the timeline. High screen, floats into the left corner. Siegenthaler for three, side of the rim, no. Rebound to Hoyer. Just over 6.5 minutes to go. Hoyer at the foul line. Backing down, Claire Ruff. Up with the left hand, Ruff may have gotten a piece of that. It came up short. Ruff across the timeline. Shoots Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler, her shot blocked by Grossinger. Head to Sturz. Great defensive effort on both sides. Sturz crosses over. Flip out to Dahlberg. Dahlberg back out to Becca Sturz, the senior. We are under 6 minutes to play. 54-50 McDonald. Hoyer, they left her alone for three. Rims out. Long rebound out to Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler in the backcourt. Almost traveled, but she kept her pivot foot. Kept her pivot foot.
Kept it there.
Crowd wanted it. Aaron Siegenthaler just inside the arc right wing. Aaron up top to Claire Ruff. Chloe Flanagan left side. Holding high above her head. Working against Sturz. Picks up the dribble. Chloe looking for help. Chloe. Bounce pass stolen by Fall Creek. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. And Siegenthaler with those four fouls is going to check out. We'll be back for the stretch here as Emily Hartman comes back in with 5:29 to play in a four-point game. 54-50. Anyone's contest right now.
Yes. Both teams have kind of cooled off at the rim here, so.
Jalen Martsky working off a high screen from Grossinger. Excuse me, so that was Sturz. To Martsky in the left corner. Sturz has it back. Into the post, knocked away and stolen by Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey stripped of the ball. It's loose, diving for it in the corner.
Ball.
Out of bounds, and it'll stay with McDonald. An intensity, hustle, effort. All the adjectives you're hoping for. Claire Ruff pulls up. Foul line jumper off the
inbound.
Got a nice one. 56-50. A big hit for Claire Ruff to make it a two-possession lead for McDonald, but a full two-possession lead by six. Sturz just inside the arc. In the right corner against Aaron Siegenthaler. Loops it to Dahlberg. Dahlberg for three. Her first of the second half. No. Rebound and fouled from behind. Siegenthaler. She's pushed by Grossinger. And that is the fourth on the young sophomore star for Fall Creek. And she will have to check out with 4:50 to play.
I'm going to take a little bit of advantage to that.
That is the fifth foul against Fall Creek, so only one more to give. McDonald's committed four.
Hoyer's not out there, and Grossinger's not out there.
Got to win every battle on the boards.
Yep.
Well, Kelsey Bremnes wraps a bounce pass to Emily Hartman. She's fouled down low. That was the last foul to give for Fall Creek. It is a shooting foul as well.
Becca Sturz.
Becca Sturz picks it up. That's just her first.
Yep.
She's played clean. As Emily Hartman will go to the line, shooting two. First free throw, rims out. First one she's missed. She's 6 of 7. Still a chance here, though, for the McDonald junior to give her team a three-possession lead, which would be huge in this game. Free throw is good. 7 of 8 from the foul line, Emily Hartman. 57-50 to Lady Max. 4.5 to play. Haynes up top. Right side, Martsky. Sophomore holding on the hip, puts on the floor with the left hand. Driving down the left side of the lane, taps the brakes. Out to Dahlberg, 15-footer. That one rims off. Rebound to Claire Ruff. Ruff slows it down a bit in the backcourt. Aaron Siegenthaler comes to get it across half court.
Slow her down a little bit, make a good possession here.
Chloe Flanagan doesn't take the screen, driving along the baseline. Her shot won't fall. Fight for the rebound. Sturz clears it. Martsky far side. Under 4 minutes to go. Kurtz about to come back in along with Riley Christensen for McDonald. Left side, Haynes stripped of the basketball.
There we go.
Clear, Ruff has it. Ruff driving in hard. Pick back out to Kelsey Brevis. Blocked from behind for the foul. Is that going to be two or three as Haynes came from behind?
Two. She was
and
on
they'll
the
say
line.
The toe was on the line for Kelsey Bremnes with 3:39 to play. And a shooting foul. And again, McDonald shooting the rest of the way with every Fall Creek foul. Lady Mac still have two to give. And now, are they
two.
Saying two or three? Still
two.
Sticking with two.
Yeah.
So Bremnes at the line. McDonald Jr., first free throw, rims out. Riley Christensen in, Haynes comes out. Kurtz in for Fall Creek. Emily Hartman takes the seat for the Lady Mavs. Second attempt here for Kelsey Bremnes, trying to give her team an 8-point lead. Free throw, good rotation. That one goes down. 58-50. And Singenthaler comes in for Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes, that's her first points.
Yeah.
Another player in the score sheet for the Lady Mavs, leading by 8, 58-50, 3.5 to play. Dahlberg off the glass, no, missed one from just inside the left block. Heavy backcourt pressure for Fall Creek. They're in Siegenthaler. Floats it to Chloe Flanagan. Finds Ann Siegenthaler, right corner. A screen if she wants it from Riley Christensen. Riley rolls to the hoop, doesn't get it. Aaron Siegenthaler in the left corner for Chloe Flanagan now. Now a screen from Claire Ruff. Chloe double tried to give it back to Claire Ruff, and stepping in front of the pass was Dahlberg. Dahlberg across the logo, crossing over. Right side, Marsky. Show and go. Marsky lost on the way to the hoop. Ends up in the arms of Chloe Flanagan. I don't know if that was stripped. I think she just lost it on the way up.
Yeah.
We'll slow things down a bit.
Chloe might have had her hand in there.
Riley Christensen. The left elbow back out to Claire Ruff. She lost it out of bounds. Pass was a little low, and they're not able to handle it. And now the heavy hitters coming in for Fall Creek. Jasmine Hoyer, Grossinger, also Kendall Haynes back out there. Foul trouble across the board. As Hoyer will come in. 2:42 to play in an 8-point game. Fall Creek trying to make a final push. McDonald trying to fend them off, hoping to sweep the season series and remain unbeaten in conference play. There's a lot of basketball left to be played here.
Yes.
Stirs across the mid-stripe. Left side feed for Marsky. They left her open for three. That one far side of the rim. No. Claire Ruff lost the rebound. I think she thought her teammate was getting it. Offensive rebound. Pushback. No. Ahead to Riley Christensen. Christensen the run out. No. Offensive rebound. Putback. Yes. That's the end. Siegenthaler. A 10-point lead for McDonald.
Timeout here.
Timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part? These savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. WOGO Radio on Facebook, where you can watch the video feed, but highly encourage you to subscribe WOGO Sports on YouTube and enjoy the visuals along with us.
This is a great game.
2:21 in regulation. McDonald has opened up a double-digit lead, 60-50. They trailed by 11 in the first half, clawed their way back to a 3-point halftime lead, led by as many as 11 here in the second half. Fall Creek got it back within two. Now McDonald back up double digits on defense. Jasmine Hoyer inbounds to Becca Sturz, senior to senior. Sturz takes a screen across the timeline. Right wing against Aaron Siegenthaler. Spinning into the paint, Sturz comes up short as she splits two defenders. Almost a travel in the backcourt for Aaron Siegenthaler. Hanging on to that pivot foot for dear life. Claire Ruff, right wing. Loops it across to Ann Singenthaler, straddling the arc straight on. Hands off to twin sister Aaron. Aaron Singenthaler. Again, Fall Creek can't foul without sending McDonald to the line. Claire Ruff left wing, guarded closely by Haynes. Ruff leaves it back for Aaron Singenthaler. Dangerous pass, and Jasmine Hoyer steps in front of it. Chloe Flanagan. Chloe. And Hoyer finishes 60-52. Chloe, best she could do there is wall up. Doesn't want to have an end one for Hoyer. Struggle near midcourt. A whistle and a foul on Fall Creek. And that may be on Haynes. It is. And that, I believe, is her fifth. And so Kendall Haynes, the sophomore, fouls out with 4 points. And McDonald will go to the line shooting a 1-1 with a minute 29 left. Hey, the McDonald Area Catholic School Spaghetti Spectacular is coming up soon, Sunday, January 25th. That's a week from this Sunday. Enjoy homemade spaghetti, garlic bread, and desserts, all by free will donation, plus raffles, pull tabs, and student volunteers serving with a smile, plus the Winter Carnival as well. It's all January 25th, 11 to 4 at McDonald High School. Everyone is welcome. Free throw for Ann Singenthaler. Too strong. Rebound batted to Hoyer. So no points that possession for McDonald. 8-point game. Minute 20 left. Martskita Dahlberg, who had 3 threes in the first half, hasn't hit one in the second. Grossinger playing with 4 fouls, the sophomore. Back to Dahlberg. Thought about a three. Good closeout. They'll feed down low to Martski. Lost out of bounds to McDonald. Are they going to change it?
Yeah, they changed it.
And so Fall Creek will inbound with 1:09 to play, trailing by 8. Martski, the sophomore, will trigger it in. 2 of the blocks, 2 at the elbows for Fall Creek. The inbound to Hoyer in the left corner. Find Sturz. Back to Martski. They're looking for a three, didn't get it. Tipped pass, Claire Ruff with the steal. And she'll slow it down. Gives it back to Chloe Flanagan, who wasn't looking for it. Back to Claire Ruff, and a timeout taken by Coach Sally Williams. Full timeout. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket off the now back. There, two more for Bob Hayden, and the Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness, she got it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports, live from Fall Creek High School. Our thanks to Athletic Director Trevor Colup and our hosts. And when they say you're always welcome in cricket country, couldn't be more true. We appreciate them having us here tonight. McDonald leading 60-52.
Wrong basket.
And Singenthaler scored on the wrong basket. 60-54. Okay. Off the inbounds.
She gets credit for 2 points.
Yeah.
But they go to Fall Creek.
That's a stat you don't see very often. So now it's a 6-point game. With 48.9 remaining, McDonald will still inbound. Fall Creek was trying to take the inbounds pass. Riley Christensen finds Aaron Singenthaler. She's fouled by either Hoyer or Sturz with 47.3. Foul shooting contest, and this is the last 1-1 for McDonald. So a critical free throw coming up here to try to make this a 3-possession lead. Of course, double bonus the rest of the way. Aaron Singenthaler at the line for a 1-1 with 47.3 seconds remaining. Back rim, no clear. Ruff, an offensive rebound. Goes up strong. Shot won't fall. Back out to Grossinger. Fall three. Stripped by Singenthaler, but gets it back to Hoyer. Hoyer to Grossinger. Grossinger pulls up for three. Heaves it off the glass.
Oh, my goodness.
60-57 with 33 seconds. seconds remaining. Chaos here in Fall Creek as the free throw missed, and then the heave from Grossinger, and it's back to a one-possession game. We'll keep it here. Goodness gracious. McDonald was up 10, 60-50, seven straight for Fall Creek. Again, any foul will put McDonald at the line for two, but of course Fall Creek's thinking steal here.
Yeah. Well, 33 seconds, yep. They're gonna go aggressively at the basketball. If they foul, they foul.
McDonald, of course, pulled out a tight one last week. We had it for you here on WOGO Sports. You can watch the replay on the Woga Sports YouTube channel. And that was when they won by 258-56, I believe. But Coach Williams, I think in our post-game show, was kind of saying, hey, we could have executed a lot better down the stretch. And again, here tonight, kind of leaving the door open for Fall Creek. And hopefully the Lady Macs can finish here as Coach Williams out of the timeout, trying to get her squad settled down here. Just things you don't normally see.
Yeah. Fall Creek doesn't have any
scoring on the wrong basket and a missed free throw leading to a heave from about 25 feet that goes off the glass and good. Riley Christensen to inbound for McDonald. She'll go all the way down the court. Contested catch by Sinigar. She's stripped to the basketball. It's loose and a tie-up. No foul. And possession will go to Fall Creek with 28.5 remaining.
Yeah.
Aaron was just trying to dribble out of traffic there. It was knocked loose. Now Sturz loses it in the corner with 27.2 seconds remaining.
McDonald's got fouls to give here. And doesn't have any to give, but they can go hard here and foul.
Boyer to inbound. Ball Creek hoping they can get to overtime here. Jasmine Hoyer, the senior, across the logo with 20 seconds to play. Hoyer hands off to Grossinger with 16 seconds left. Finds Sturz, 13 seconds to play. Three-point game. Ball Creek trying to play for one. Grossinger heaves again. Well off the mark. A rebound to Ann Sigenthaler, and Ann is fouled with 4.4 seconds to play. Good defense by McDonald, forcing an errant three-point attempt from well beyond the arc.
She just fouled out.
And Grossinger leaves the game. A splendid game for the sophomore. Double bonus for Ann Sigenthaler. And you figure one is all she really needs out of these two. Fall Creek, of course, will try to score really quickly. Sigenthaler, first free throw, hits it. 61-57. Another point tallied up for Ann. To make it a five-point game. Second free throw, got them both. 62-57. Sturz, they'll let her go across the timeline. She'll heave it from midcourt off the glass. No good. And McDonald escapes here on the road at Fall Creek, winning it by five, 62-57. 12 in a row for the Lady Macs. This one did not come easy, but they remain unbeaten, 8-0 at the top of the Western Clover Belt Conference as they sweep the season series with Fall Creek and win the 58th meeting between the Lady Macs and the Crickets. Fall Creek falls to 6-6 on the year and at 500, 4-4 in the Western Clover Belt Conference as well. Quite an entertaining contest we had here tonight. We'll recap it all on the Post Glass postgame show coming up next. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. And we'll talk live with head coach Sally Williams and Lucas, hopefully, as well, too. That's all coming up in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports. The Max escape 62-57. We're back in three on WOGO.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. This was quite a game. We saw both teams down by double digits. McDonald went up 5-0 to start the game, fell behind by 11, fought their way back to a three-point halftime lead, jumped out by double digits in the second half, led by 11, had that lead whittled down to 2, never surrendered the lead, but had that whittled down to 2, jumped back up by 10, and then almost gave that up. That 10-point lead whittled down to 3 in the closing moments. But again, defense and some timely free throws at the end proving to be the difference. But a lot of things we're not used to seeing. And Siegenthaler, and again, one of your most experienced players, and caught an inbounds pass and so used to the run out the layup and accidentally scored it on the wrong basket. And just a heave for Fall Creek that was good for a very talented player, Joanna Grossinger. It's just odd. Honestly, that basket going the other way, I'm pretty sure I have the statistics right when we get to the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. But even that is just kind of a head-scratcher.
Yes, I did too. You got to do a little extra math there, because yes, you got to add 2, minus 2, and then minus 2, add 2 type of thing there. But, that gets caught up. Yes. Yes.
Mrs. Siegenthaler is just wondering if that's going to be.
It's going to be right to ESPN. It's going right there.
Well, Coach,
so we got
will
Coach
join
Williams
us here,
coming
so
here. I'll just hand over my headset here, Caleb.
We'll get Coach Williams and Lucas with us here on WOGO Sports, our Post Glass postgame show, again brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And Coach, we were just recapping that one, and it took probably a couple minutes just to recap what we saw. That was a wild one, but you win your 12th in a row and stay unbeaten in conference. It is not easy in the Western Clover Belt.
No. We said it before, every game you got to bring your A game, and if your A game isn't on, then you got to find and scrounge a way to pull it out. And it's never easy on the road, give them credit. They're a tough team. They're starting to heat up at the right time, and they're a force to be reckoned with, so give them a lot of credit of just coming, scrapping, and clawing their way and hanging with us the whole way.
Coach, again, they were really hot from three in the first half.
Absolutely.
You guys were able to come back. You had really kind of a hot streak just from Claire Ruff to start the second half, but then you guys cooled down and they fought back. What'd you like about the way your team responded to adversity, whether it's from the other team shooting well or even maybe from some miscues on your side too? How did you like the way they responded tonight?
I thought we did a great job like riding the waves. Unfortunately, we usually like to stay in the middle ground. However, you know, I called that first time out and I was like, we're fine, relax. Okay, they're coming out hot on their home court. That's going to happen, and I give them a lot of credit. We were cool and calm. We could have started to frill and kind of freeze up a little bit, tense up, but it's early in the game. We trust ourselves that we're going to slowly inch our way back, and that's what it did in the first half. And then we would go on a run, and then they would counter. It was a big back and forth game, and it's good this time of the year because this is that hard time of the year to really dig in deep before, you know, the tournament's too far away, and we're right in that middle ground of second time. Everyone's battling and everyone's looking to give us our first loss.
Yeah, I mentioned incorrectly you guys had not played Stanley Boyd earlier in the season.
That's okay. I let you go with it.
But again, you did play Fall Creek and beat them by 25, but Jasmine Hoyer makes a lot of difference. But a huge credit, as you mentioned, to their program, because Jasmine, again, playing some limited minutes, they're just a better team. Everybody's better here second time around, and you guys are better as well too. But it just, again, shows how this mm-hmm. conference battle tests you and prepares you for the playoffs.
Yep.
And this felt kind of like a playoff atmosphere tonight.
Yeah, and it is a great atmosphere coming in here, and give Coach a lot of credit. He's got a young team, and that's what it takes. It takes time for them to really get their groove, and they are. Like I said, they're going to be a force, and people are got to watch out for them, and they're just a scrappy team, and good things come when you're gritty. And so we are lucky to kind of grit with them tonight and make the right shots, make some key plays again, just our depth, key moments from just big people. Lucy coming in and just had huge minutes for us. Jasmine making some key plays. Everyone contributes each time. Lauren with some key rebounds. Kelsey with some key rebounds. It's just so important that we continue to build, and that's our strength, because teams can't keep up with us. So if we're going to run and gun, they gotta stay fresh, and we can just go deeper.
Yeah, again, dealing with the foul trouble for Ann Siegenthaler. And so, again, every game's a little bit different. You think, hey, maybe we're going 10 deep, but it's a different way of going 10 deep in each different game. It could be because of foul trouble. It could be because of matchups, who has a hot hand, whatever it might be.
Yep.
And so even though we say, hey, different players have different roles, you never know exactly what you might be called upon to do.
Yeah, and you hit it on the head. There's so many things that go into it, and it's trying to take advantage of key matchups and who matches up well both offensively, and how can we get an edge offensively but still maintain our defense principles and just staying tuned. So our team does a great job, and just continuing to show just our growth in that aspect. I'm really happy.
Coach, it was an entertaining game.
Yes, absolutely.
To say for sure. And again, continuing to save the cop of the conference, that is not an easy feat. So congratulations on the win tonight, and we'll see you all again soon.
All right. Lucas, say hi to everybody. Say hi.
Lucas, okay. We appreciate
Getting
your
bigger.
Time as well, too. At some point, we're going to have to pay him royalties. I'm not sure where those will be. In Gerber products, maybe. Head coach Sally Williams
right,
joining us here on the WOGO Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. As we continue here, it's time for the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. We'll start off with the Fall Creek Crickets. By my tally here tonight, they had seven different players score, led by 17 from Johanna Grossinger. Again, seen her in softball, seen her in volleyball, three-sport athlete, really, really talented young lady, and she had 17 points tonight. Jasmine Hoyer, again, playing limited minutes. What a talented young lady she is, and great to see her back on the court for her senior season, coming off that knee injury. She had 10 points here tonight. Two others close to double digits, but not getting there. Becca Sturz with 9, Cameron Dahlberg with 9, and I think that's important. Dahlberg had all 9 of her points in the first half, did not hit a 3 in the second half, and I think only attempted 1, maybe 2 in the second half, so McDonald doing a really nice job on her after she really lit it up in the first half to help Fall Creek get out to that advantage.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was, led them on the 3-point there with three of them made right away, and then, yeah, just kind of cooled off in the second half.
3 for Jalen Martsky, 4 for Kendall Haynes, and 3 for Riley Winsand. And kind of wincing, but we do need to say, in rounding out the Fall Creek scoring, 2 for Ansick Thar. and that's...
And Val's over here just... She, and again, you know, and there's people coming up to her saying, you know, I did that when I played. My brother did that when I played. I think it happens.
If you play enough basketball, I think at some point you just get a little turned around and score on the wrong hoop. No harm done here tonight. For McDonald, we'll see if our numbers agree here, but I had Claire Ruff with a game-high 24 points, and she had 8 in the first half, but 16 in the second half.
Yes, exactly.
14 for Ann Siegenthaler, and again, 12 of those counted for McDonald. She, again, had a really nice first half with 7 points and came out strong in the second half, but she didn't play a lot of minutes.
No.
And still impacted the game. 9 for Riley Christensen all in the first half, and that was a really impactful first half for Riley, helping them come back from that 11-point deficit. Also had 9 for Emily Hartman. I want to pause just for a moment and say, when we say it looks like she's been putting in the work from the free throw line, she clearly has been putting in a lot of work from the free throw line, because I think Emily would say she was closer to a 50% foul shooter earlier on in her high school career, and again, 7 of 8 from the foul line here tonight. Maybe got robbed by the rim by the 7th out of those 8, but my goodness, she was just brilliant from the line. You needed those points in a 5-point game. So yes, credit to Emily Hartman for a great job tonight.
Yes, she did. She shot well from the foul line. And again, that's what a coach is going to look at, you know, as the season progresses. You know, when it comes down to free throws, you can rely on her. She does a great job.
Absolutely. 4 points for Lucy Preece. And again, Lucy played some really, really critical minutes here. All 4 of those points in the first half. Again, helping spark that comeback. 2 apiece for Jasmine Gerber and 2 for Aaron Siegenthaler. And again, that shows how many ways Aaron impacts the game. She doesn't always have to score to be able to impact the game positively. And she did that here tonight.
Yeah, she played well. I mean, she was out there a long time. And again, her defensive prowess there is well needed, and her hopping abilities to get up and get rebounds, that's where she comes in. So, it's like we've always said, everybody knows their roles, and sometimes you're not on, sometimes you are. Look at Riley in the first half. She scored everything, and then in the second half, I was just watching her as she was coming off, coming off of the floor when she had her breaks there, and she was frustrated with herself. She missed a couple of layups that were just gimmies, and it just, she just, kind of threw it up there, and it just banged around and didn't go in, and she was really frustrated. But but again, that's the type of person that Riley is. We still need her out there.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's time now on our post-class post-game show for the fiber-fast plays of the game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet all throughout Western Wisconsin, 24/7 and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. Here's how it sounded in the second half of a thriller here at Fall Creek, your fiber-fast plays of the game. Fall Creek ends up in the arms of Chloe Flanagan. Long lead feed ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up for the baseline, and she hits 2 in a row to start the second half.
That's
40-33.
Started out quick.
Not even a minute here into the second half. 6 points scored already. Claire Ruff, a deep 3 from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now. Claire Ruff on fire. We'll step out and be back after. Emily Hartman off the glass, too strong. Going up high for the rebound is Lauren Kirch, who had some fouls from the first half. Stolen back by McDonald. Claire Ruff in the left corner off the steal from Hartman. Claire drives it hard. Oh, my goodness. She's keeping it going. 45-37, Claire Ruff. Dinks it back out to Erin Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff, they left her open for three left.
What a bad idea!
Claire Ruff makes it a 50 spot for McDonald. 50. Hustle, effort, all the adjectives you're hoping for. Claire Ruff pulls up, foul line jumper off the
inbound.
Got a nice one.
56-50, a big hit for Claire Ruff to make it a two-possession lead for McDonald. And the Lady Macs win their 12th in a row. Final score 62-57. Your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. Brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Again, not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout western Wisconsin 24/7, WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. We'll take a quick one-minute break, then put a bow on this one from Fall Creek. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Well, it's time to finish up the WOGO Sports Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass here in Chippewa Falls with a look at our WOGO Sports calendar. Next time we'll see these McDonald Lady Macs not too far away. It'll be on the 22nd of January, so coming up in just 6 days. At home against Thorpe. Then we'll see him again on the 30th on the road again at Cadott as they try to again keep everyone else fended off here in the Western Clover Belt Conference. As you know, again, Regis nipping at their heels. They've got to play Elk Mound again on the road. Bloomer again on the road. So not going to be an easy way to stay atop this conference, but another hard-fought W here tonight.
Yes, it was. It was a great game. And again, these girls just, I'm just impressed with their composure that they keep. You know, they don't get riled up. You know, and again, they had a lot of turnovers that came costly in that second half there, but they just, you know, they make a mistake, they just got that really, really short memory, and they just go back and make up for it on the other side of the floor.
Teaching points, things to again build off of and learn from. Next time we'll see the McDonald Max boys 1 week from tonight, and kind of same time, same place. We'll be right back here at Fall Creek, and of course McDonald and at Fall Creek just a great battle the other night in Chippewa Falls. Boys came up a little bit short. They'd love to be able to rip one here from the Crickets on their home floor. Crickets state ranked, an incredibly talented boys team as well as their girls team. And so that'll be a huge battle here 1 week from tonight. Next time we'll see Coach Adam Schilling's boys.
Yeah, so I went to that game the other night. I had to ref the two JV games there, but then stuck around for the varsity game. And they played okay, but, you know, Fall Creek boys team is very aggressive. They got some tall kids out there that Miles Schmigdahl just does a great job in the paint.
Yeah, again, a very, very talented team, and looking forward to seeing that one 1 week from tonight. Other games to let you know about on our WOGO Sports calendar on the 20th. It'll be Chi High Boys Basketball at Menominee. But before that, on Monday evening, so that's Tuesday, Monday evening, Chi High Girls Basketball against Wausau East. Mark Halverson on the call on both of those. Earlier start time, 6:10 pregame for that Chi High Lady Cardinals game on Tuesday against Wausau East. Check out WOGO.com for our complete sports calendar. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thank you to Sam Aberle, our very faithful video operator, camera operator, and video producer here on site, making sure things run smoothly with the video broadcast. Again, subscribe to that WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Thank you to Tony Stevenson, our board operator back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. I'm Caleb Swenson for Mark Maloney saying goodnight from Fall Creek High School. And again, thank you so much to Athletic Director Trevor Kolop and all of our hosts here at Fall Creek. Always great to be in Cricket Country. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 62, the Fall Creek Crickets 57. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Fall Creek.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.